Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to do a teaching this week on the third heaven and how to get to the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, and we're going to talk about it. This will be an ongoing teaching, and I hope you enjoy it. If you like it, you're welcome to, at the end of the show, you'll be a phone number or a website where you can call and order this free and postpaid. And may Jesus bless you in everything you do. Now we go into the teaching.
I walked outside, and here sits a guy, here stands a guy, with a great big armed guard with a gun on his hip. And I says, and who might you be? He said, I'm the head chaplain in this hospital. I said, and so what can I do for you? He said, I need to see you upstairs in my office. I said, for what? He said, I just want to talk to you in private. I said, okay. I said, who's this guy? He said, he's one of our guards. I said, did you have to bring him to talk to me? I said, I'm just a man of God. Why do you need an armed guard with you? He said, that's okay. I just wanted him. Oh. Well, okay. So I said, I'll go with you. So we all went upstairs and went in his office. We went in, sat down. He said, I'm just going to tell you this one time. He said, you're never to pray for another child in this hospital. I said, why? He said, because I'm telling you so. I said, sir, can I ask you a question? He said, yes. I said, are you a Christian? He said, yes. I said, oh, would you mind telling me what your God's name is? He said, he's Jehovah. I said, but is his son's name Jesus? He said, that is none of your business. I said, now I know who I'm dealing with. Now then I've known Satan has raised his ugly head in this place. Now I know who I'm dealing with. I said, sir, you have got a tiger by the tail. And you're going to want to turn me loose before I get through with you, because my king is named Jesus. And I said, greater is he that's in me than he that's in you. I said, you're going to definitely want to turn me loose before you get through with me. He said, you pray for another child in this hospital, and we will bar you from this hospital. We'll file a warrant for your arrest, and I'll have you locked away in jail. I said, you hide and watch and see what my king's going to do. I said, I want your business card. He said, why do you want my business card? I said, I want your name. I want to know who you are. I said, that guy Wednesday night, I don't even know who he was. But I said, and I want this guy's badge number, so I want to know who both of you guys are, because I'm going to take you guys' name before the throne of God. Oh. He gave me his card, and he gave me the guy's badge number. And I walked out. He said, remember, you don't pray for another child in this hospital. I come down from the fifth floor to the second floor, start down toward ICU, and a woman meets me. She said, sir, my baby's critical. Would you pray for my baby? She said, would you come to the room? I said, no, I'm not going to come to the room. I know they got cameras all over this place, so I want you and me to stand right here in the middle of this hall, and I'm going to raise my hand and worship and praise the king and ask him to heal your baby right here. And so we did. We did. And the Lord started raising them babies up. And at the end of the second week, the second Monday, I went back to my office for the first time, and a guy called me and said, Thurman, this is Eric. He said, I was wondering if anything that you wanted me to do. He said, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a week. I said, well, Eric, I've been out of my office. I've had a trauma in my life. I said, I'm over at Cook's Medical Center with my granddaughter. He said, Cook's Medical Center? He said, if you have any problems in Cook's Medical Center, you let me know, because said the CEO of that hospital's in my Sunday school class. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I said, Eric, I've had this problem. And I told him, he said, I don't believe that. I said, believe it, it happened. He said, I'm going to call Mr. Tolman right now and tell him what happened. And so he called Mr. Tolman. Mr. Tolman called Miss Sarah Saylor and said, is this happening? Is these miracles happening like I've heard? She said, yes, sir. We have never seen anything like it. Said, every baby this man prays for is getting miraculously healed. And said, we understand he was threatened by the chaplains that he cannot pray for anybody else in this hospital. He said, let me dictate to you a letter And you take it to that man, and you tell him that if any parent in that hospital asks him to pray for that baby, he has my approval to pray for any baby in that hospital any time of the day or night he wants to pray for them. And so she brought that letter, signed by Mr. Tolman, to Caitlin's room and said, "Sir, can I see you outside?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." We went outside, and she said, "Sir, we've never seen anything like this in Cook's Medical Center." But she said, "It's wonderful to see all these miracles happen." But she said, "Mr. Tolman gave me this letter to give you approval to pray for any child you want to any time." And she said, "By the way, I've had a hip problem for years." "Would you please mind praying for me?" And I said, "I'll be happy to." I said, "Right out here in the middle of the corridor in front of everybody?" She said, "You have approval." So we prayed for her. And then the next day, as I'm walking around the corner, I saw Steve, the head chaplain. I come walking around the corner, and I said, "Good morning, Steve. How are you doing?" He said, "Thurman, we had a meeting about you this morning." And I said, "And?" He said, "We decided you are the only man we have ever met that's serious about what he does for God." I said, "What a shame." But I said, "I am very serious about what I do for the King. Very serious." Last time they checked, there was at least 7 miraculous miracles come out of that month beside my 2 babies. Isn't God wonderful? Isn't He awesome? We can only praise the King. I thank God for people that serve Him. Now, after the second week, I was walking down the corridor, 2 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden, now we've already got a couple of babies healed, and I'm about the Lord's work. Remember, Jesus said, "I have come to do the will of my Father." And what did He come doing? Casting out demons, healing the sick, and all those things. And He said, "Now then, as the Father has sent me, so I send you." So what are we supposed to be doing? The same thing He did. So I'm doing it at that time. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, the second week, I'm walking down about the middle of the week, I'm walking down the corridor going home. And all of a sudden, a man, about 165, 170 pounds, about 5'10", walks right up beside me. And he overtakes me. And nobody in the corridor, nowhere when I walk out there. And all of a sudden, this man walks up. And as he walked up beside me, he starts walking the same speed I am. Well, I turned to see who he was. And he was looking me right in the eye. He said, "The Lord said to tell you He loves you." And it startled me. He just kept right on walking. Walked down the corner and turned left. And I thought, "The Lord said to tell me He loves me. Who was that guy?" I thought, "Lord, I've never seen that guy before. Where'd he come from?" Well, the next week, we're still getting babies healed. And the next week, about the middle week, I'm on the way home, about 2 or 3 in the morning. And I'm walking down that corridor, you know, kind of tired. I've lost complete touch of what time it is, day or night. You know, I'm just up all the time. I go walking down the corridor, and all of a sudden, another guy, different guy, about the same size, walks up beside me, overtakes me, and I turn to see who he is, and he says, "The Lord said to tell you He loves you." And he just keeps right on walking. And I think, who are these men? I've never seen any of these guys in my life. And the fourth week, whenever it happened again, I'm only about 10 steps from the end of the T in the corridor. It goes both ways. And I'm walking along there, again, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, by myself, nobody nowhere to be seen in the hospital. And this guy overtakes me, and same way, and I turn to see who he is, and when I do, he's looking me right in the eye, and he says the same exact things. "The Lord said to tell you He loves you." And he just keeps right on walking. And when I see him go to that corner, I said, "Hey, wait, let me see you." And I run down there, and I turn to look. Nobody. Nobody. I said, "Lord, those guys were angels. Those guys were your flames of fire that you sent to confirm to me that I'm within your perfect will." I said, Father, I worship you. I thank you, Lord, that this is what you plan for us to do, is go out and preach the gospel, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, and raise the dead. I said, Lord, just increase my faith. I want to be about your business. And so, shortly after that, coming up after that was over, just a few months from then, in November, when it come to May, when I said, Lord, I want to be about your business full time. In May, I was terminated at the drop of a hat from SkyShift because of the miracles that I did in the workplace in the name of Jesus. They said, you must stop talking about this God of yours in the workplace. I said, there is no way I'm going to stop talking about him. I said, I am a Christian, I am an American, and I have the right. And I said, there's no human being on the face of the earth can get me to stop talking about my Jesus. And they said, well, then immediately you are terminated from LSG SkyShift as a regional engineer, and you will never be allowed to work for us again. I said, praise God. They all jumped back in amazement. They said, what is wrong with you? I said, glory to God. I have no idea what the King has for me, but I know I work for him. And when he's fired me from here, I have no idea what he's going to do. But I said, I stand in awe in his presence is what he's going to do. And I'm telling you, from that day to this, I have seen hundreds of miracles and hundreds and thousands of answers to prayer and seen tremendous numbers of people come to Christ. And every day it gets better. And now then, the Lord allowed me to be on the Sid Roth show the other day, and that program went all over the world. And that's why I'm here, because your pastor heard me talk about that miracle, and he made copies of that tape, and I think he gave out 400 or 500 copies of that tape. And many of you heard it. And that's why I'm here, to build your faith and teach you how to walk in divine health and how to teach you to stand on God's Word. The Word of God is the greatest integrity of anything on this earth. And if God said it, you can guarantee it. And if you'll do that, you'll see the glory of God. He is awesome.
We'll have to stop right there on the teaching for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like this teaching in its entirety, we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the website at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries.org. Now then, we would trust that you would enjoy these teachings, and we will continue tomorrow, and we will continue to teach. But if you want them in their entirety, just contact us, and they're free. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is our Lord and our God.